Marty Davalos, third overall. Look, you've had some great motos this year. Put it all together here. And last year you were riding well. You jumped off the track. And so now this year you got to feel it's got to be redemption.
Yeah, last year was an adventure, man. It was a pretty bad crash. I mean, I got knocked out and, you know, I landed on the side of the track, went over the fence. But today was just, for me, it was just about, you know, being patient on that 450. I mean, there's, you know, the track got really slick. And, you know, if you really get a handful in the 450, you'll spin. So, yeah, I'm getting to know the bike a lot more and training with Red Dog, man. Just
telling me.
Yeah, we're training hard. You know, we changed a lot in you know, from the beginning of the season. My strength, you know, it was an issue. We didn't know I was going to do 450. So, getting better and better, and yeah, super proud of all the hard work is coming around in the 450.
What is it about this place, though? Because even on 250s, you've always been good here. What is it? I just talked to Dino, and he's like, I hate this place. Why do you like it?
You know, it's not my favorite track. I like the track. I think it's just, you know, you got to come here with a positive attitude. Yeah. You know, the track gets really tricky, slick, and, you know, square edges. You know, the shadows around the track makes it difficult, and, you know, I guess it fits my riding style. You know, it just you know, rolling the throttle. I think I'm pretty good at it. And you know, I just you know, I got good starts today. I mean, that's you know, one of the things that I've been struggling with.
It's big on this place too.
Yeah, definitely. In the 450 class, I mean, it's so hard to pass the first couple of laps. And yeah, super pumped about that.
Now, some people want you to move up. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Oh man, I would love to move up.
Does this do anything for you though? Does this start maybe your phone rings a little bit?
Man, let's hope so. Let's hope that, you know, somebody listens to you. You know, I've been wanting to move up for so long, and you know, at the end of the day, right now I need a job.
Yeah.
And I gotta wait and see what happens, and you know, take whatever opportunity comes along. And you know, for me, it's about you know, career and business, nothing else. I would love to, you know, do a 450 ride. I've dreamed of.
Yep. Hey, last question. You talked about your fitness a little bit, and your second motos have been good. You got a couple fourths. Late in Southwick, I remember you were like one of the fastest guys on the track. Here, you pulled away from Bag in a second moto. That's come a long way, and you got to be stoked on that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's, I think, you know, from the beginning of the season till now, it's just the strength. You know, that bike was beating me up, shoulders. I was getting tired. And I think this year, you know, we changed it up with my trainer at home, and obviously Timmy, we sat down after the first couple rounds and we adjusted. Fitness isn't my is not my problem. I think it's just more a little strength. So super pumped about that and getting better.
Awesome. Third overall. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.